You're listening to Podcast Radio with me, Kavita. We are down at the podcast show, and joining me now from Pod News is James Pridland. Hey,
greetings. It's wonderful to be here. What a great place. What a great day.
So what have you been experiencing this morning so far?
I ended up doing a talk about what the future of podcasting is, and that was exciting, particularly exciting for me because the entire room was a sellout, so that was nice.
Wow.
I'd rather have that than be in a room and talk to 20 people and loads of empty seats. So that was really good. But I'm just quite amazed by the people, by the atmosphere, by the energy in this place. You know, I mean, really, you know, podcasting, I've been involved in it since 2005, but podcasting is really coming of age, as you can see from the, you know, just from the noise and the hubbub that you can hear in the background.
It's so huge. And you know what? I've been stuck on this stool all day, but I hear that so much is going on around, and I just cannot wait to go around and meet people and see some talks as well.
Yeah.
Do you think there's been a lot of chatter today about the future of podcasting? What would you say is the future of podcasting?
So I think that the future of podcasting is many things, and I think that's the exciting thing. So it's not just about Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It's about all kinds of additional platforms. YouTube is supposed to be getting into this world. You know, they're sponsoring a lot here, so clearly they are going to at some point in the next few months. Then you've got, other interesting apps like, you know, Apollo, which is an app which is just for fiction podcasts. So there are a bunch of additional services. So I think multiple platforms, multiple ways of earning money. So it won't just be advertising. It'll be, or sponsorship. It'll be all kinds of other things, whether that's paid subscriptions or anything else. And multiple genres as well. I think there's been quite a lot of showbiz people interviewing their friends via Skype, and I think we've got enough of those, thanks. So what I think is exciting is actually seeing a bunch of, you know, new and interesting genres in the future. Yeah.
Are there any that are starting to crop up that you could see might be the next big thing?
So this time last week I was in Sweden and I was interviewing the head of Nordic content for Spotify, Johan Cederfors, and he was talking very much around fiction podcasts as being a big thing that he really wanted to get into. And, you know, fiction podcasts are something which actually it's the most popular genre for young women in the US, for example. Fiction podcast. I know, who knew? Everybody assumes that it's true crime, but actually no. So really good to see that. Really good to see, just a wealth of new content coming in. And, you know, Spotify clearly sees that there's, you know, fiction and scripted podcasts are part of the future. And, you know, there's also, of course, a lot of really interesting documentary stuff as well. So, really interesting.
That's so fascinating. And as a woman in the UK, I haven't actually listened to any fiction podcast. So you say that, and I'm like, I'm missing a trick here.
I think you are.
Yeah.
I think you're missing out.
Can you recommend any?
Can I recommend any? I don't know. There's Hello from the Magic Castle, is I'm told, really, really good. Pod News has just sponsored part of a Boston podcast. Which is I'm desperately trying to remember the name, but it's it's around here. But it's a great Boston podcast, which is a fiction podcast but set in Boston. And Pod News has sponsored a bit of an episode, and so something will happen with Pod News somehow, and there'll be some of the actors will be reading an episode of Pod News. Who knows how that's going to work, but that's going to be really interesting. So yes, just lots of really interesting interesting things there.
That's really interesting. I'm already like, what's it going to be? How's
it going to
work?
Well, it's strange because we're used to, you know, adverts. We're used to a 30-second ad of somebody shouting at you about double glazing or about new carpets or something.
Or mattresses.
But actually, you know, what you can do, especially with scripted podcasts, is you can play around with the characters, playing around with your particular product if you want to. So you can end up doing something which is far more bespoke and far more interesting. So, I'm really looking forward to it.
It's actually really exciting as well because something like that could change advertising on the whole, not just for podcasts.
Yeah, it could. And I think that's one of the exciting things about podcasting. And sorry if you're playing the podcast drinking game at home, but I'm just about to say it's intimate. So brace yourself. podcasting is quite intimate. And one of the things around that is that, yeah, you can do very different things. You know, the vast majority of people are listening to podcasts through headphones, you know, when they're not listening to podcast radio, of course. They're listening to podcasts through their own headphones, and that's great because that means that they are really paying attention. It's a very different conversation than, you know, having the radio on in the background, which is fine, or you know, anything else. It's actually got their attention. So in terms of advertising, in terms of communicating something about brands and products, it's a really exciting thing.
Brilliant. And as a podcast listener, are there any podcasts that you've heard recently that have really stuck in your mind or that you've really loved?
I really enjoyed the Trojan Horse Affair, which was, you know, a few months ago now, from the New York Times. I found it particularly interesting. The American reporter Brian doing a lot of context setting and helping American audiences who didn't understand what was going on here in the UK, because it's a story about the UK, you know, explaining the context behind certain things and having to explain parliamentary privilege and all of these things. I found all of that, you know, really, really fascinating. So, but the one that I'm really enjoying is it's a podcast which is part of Acast's slate, and it's Barry Cryer, the late comedy writer, who has so many wonderful stories, and they recorded a lot of Barry Cryer and his friends chatting upstairs in a pub, and they released most of these while he was still alive, and there was a pause after he died, and then they've carried on releasing some more. And it's a wonderful listen because, you know, the man worked in showbiz for years and years and years. So I would recommend the episode in there with Danny Baker. And it's essentially Danny Baker and Barry Cryer essentially competing against themselves as to who could tell the best story about showbiz. So it's a great, great listen.
That sounds brilliant. I'm going to put that on my list. Thank you so much for joining us, James.
It's been a great pleasure.
Thank you.
Hey nerds, I'm Sarah, the paper nerd, and if you've ever wondered what goes into that greeting card you just sent or received, well, quite a lot. Get your paper fix on The Paperfold, where I host an enchanting mix of personalities and players all nerding out on my favorite topic, stationery. From the designs of our snail mail communications to the precious space created when two people correspond, there's a lot to cover. So come grab a seat in the stationery community's only 5-star paper salon, The Paperfold, now part of the Evergreen Podcast Network.